Kind of a slow start. You maybe picked up in the first period where you left off against Montreal, but you finished really strongly. How did you see the worm turning for you guys in this one?
Yeah, I thought we built a game. In the first period, we're down a little bit. I don't think we made many mistakes. I don't think it was that bad. Offensively, I thought we had some really good offense. Good looks around the net, some chances. I know Perry had two or three deflections around the net, and that line was our best line the first period, Henrique's. And we're down two, which was by far our worst period, but I don't think it was terrible. It just got better. I thought we played a little more urgency. I thought we finished our checks, made it a little more difficult on Buffalo, and it just allowed us to play our game.
So the playoffs are getting closer and closer, and it's hard for people not to kind of look ahead to that. Is that mindset something that you kind of have to manufacture in this late in the season?
We're getting close, both thinking about playoffs. There's still probably, when we hit April 1st, it'll probably be a different story. Right now, I think we are starting to dial it in, starting to get more focused on what's ahead of us. The chase and the standings, we haven't talked about. We don't post it. We just want to win our next game. But I think we know what's at stake, and we'll definitely be ready at the time we need to.
Is there something about the simple, direct manner in which both at home and on, two additions to this organization, like their commitment and their low maintenance?
Well, so much of the game is about winning battles, making an easy pass, things that don't take any talent. And those two are so good at it. Just winning their battles, being in the right position defensively. So their on-ice performance is so beneficial to our team's success every single night. But it's also what they do for the other guys in the team, and just helping them, and whether that's with emotional support or just leading by example, whatever. But those two are very valuable for us.
Done, Bobby. Good. Just wanted to ask about kind of your team's ability to self-correct tonight. Like Matthias Ekholm talked about how after the first period they weren't super thrilled and had a chat, and then were much better after that. As a coach, it's got to feel like a good sign when your players can sort it out that.
Absolutely. After the first period, I know the players discussed among themselves about it not being good enough. Just not moving our feet fast enough, not finishing enough checks, not making the simple play, just little things. And everyone elevated their game, and when everybody's doing that, it just makes the game so much easier. And it was nice to see. We haven't seen with that urgency and that commitment for a while. They benefited with scoring some offense tonight.
Over here, Zach Hyman is 48. He's been so consistent for you this year. He's going into Toronto with a chance to get 50 in his hometown against his former team. Just a thought on just his consistency in his play, and how much would that mean to the rest of the guys for him to get that milestone in his hometown?
Well, we talked about Zach being a crucial part of this team and a very popular player on the team, and everyone appreciates what a selfless guy he is. He's inspirational to all the other players. He took the long road to get to the NHL, and now he's become a pretty good star. And I can say that now with somebody who's about to approach 50 goals. And does so many other things. It's not that he's scoring goals, cheating the game, and not playing the right way, but he is, and did that milestone. He should be so happy and so proud of what he's accomplished, but just to hit that milestone, that mark, would be really incredible. And for him to do it at home, we'll see if we can get him some shifts.
Hey Chris, you've had Troy Stetcher playing in a bigger role here over these last two games, and he chips in tonight with his first point on an assist. Just wanted to get your thoughts on how he's looked as an Oiler here.
for any new player, it takes a little while to get used to the systems and knowing where guys are and what his partner's calling and the just all that communication. And, you know, there's a little bit of difference with systems. Actually, some of the things are quite different than what he was used to. But he is a competitor, and he moves really well on the ice and transports the puck well. And, you know, I thought he's been continually just getting better and better. And, you know, moving forward, you know, DNA being able to possibly come in this weekend. But we'll still see him in the lineup when, or maybe it's Saturday night, maybe it's Sunday, I don't know. But he definitely is a nice addition to our team.
Connor picking up more assists tonight, 100 would be a huge milestone. Do you think that's possible this season for him?
I'd say I'd never count anything out with Connor. You know, just 4 points or 4 assists tonight, getting closer and closer each game. And it'd be quite a feat, especially, you know, it hasn't been done in so many years and only by a handful of guys. And, you know, for him to do that would be quite an accomplishment. He's done so many things, he's achieved so many things, and just another one. It'd be nice for him to do.
Chris, you mentioned Ekholm's all-around game. His offense get overlooked playing with Bouchard?
Bouchard's the one who usually capitalizes, makes the play, but I don't know. You look at his 5-on-5 points, I'm not sure what they are, but I would think they're, well, maybe ask Bob, but I would think it's very close between the two of them, 5-on-5, so if it does, it shouldn't. He's got a really good shot, very composed on the blue line, makes a great first pass, so, you know, if it does get overlooked, I'll blame you guys.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.